Are you sick of shows that promise to entertain but leave you holding your dick? Are you sick of open mics? Then put down your dick and come to You Me Them Everybody Presents every Monday and Tuesday night at the Hungry Brain, 2319 West Belmont, Chicago, Illinois. Music better than anything you'll hear at an open mic. Comedy better than anything you'll hear in an open mic. Literature that isn't poetry, so it doesn't suck. And it's better than anything you'll hear in an open mic. Because it's not fucking poetry. Films from Chicago filmmakers who don't need to attend open mics.
Because they don't have to.
Weird stuff like some guy walking on glass that's so cool, even it would fly to fucking open mic. It's You, Me, Them, Everybody Presents. Doors open at 8 p.m. Performances at 9 p.m. 21 plus only.
Children should be left at home and will not be allowed in because they suck.
It's You, Me, Them, Everybody Presents. Every Monday and Tuesday night at the Hungry Brain. Full lineup available at You, Me, Them, Everybody.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, sitting in an apartment in Washington, D.C., getting frustrated by the minute with technology, speaking with
Esmeralda Leon.
How are you?
I'm good.
I'm not.
That's all.
You're just good?
Yes.
Good. That's fantastic. What do you have for us today?
Well, there's a South Florida man who he went fishing and he found a brick of something, a suspicious substance, and then he took some and died.
Whoa!
Well, he snorted it.
There's
I'm just wondering, how often do people find suspicious bricks of something and then decide, oh, I'm going to figure out what it is?
Yeah, there's some holes in that story.
Yeah, the thing is, this was all reported by his brother of that man.
Okay.
So they were fishing.
Okay.
They were out fishing on this boat or whatever in the ocean. And this thing was in the water. So they grab it. What they probably think it's cocaine or something.
Well, obviously.
They toss the package into a bait well, which I'm not sure what that
is.
Yeah,
what's a bait well?
I don't know.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm assuming a well where there's bait.
All right, you're going with the little translation.
Take it literally here.
Notice.
So they throw it in there, but then he sees that the dude started snorting some of it, and then 90 minutes later, the guy starts freaking out. He's running on the boat. He's throwing things into the water. Cell phone, radio. He's picking up knives, pliers, and shit. And so the brother decides, I'm just going to throw everything sharp into the water.
Okay. That seems like a reasonable thing to do.
Oh, so you know what? Okay, so they throw the package into the water, too. So I'm assuming the bait wells were, they had all the worms and shit.
Okay.
So they throw that in, and then they try to signal for help, and someone picks them up and everything. And the guy goes to the hospital, and he dies.
Okay. Once again, there's a lot of holes in that story.
Yeah. The autopsy is still pending.
I'm guessing that these guys brought that brick on to the boat, and somebody OD'd, and that's just what happened.
Mm.
I think that's a very safe assumption as well.
Why would you bring a brick, though?
Where you wouldn't find a brick of coke, you know?
Well, it's Florida.
So what?
What do you mean, so what?
It's still expensive. It's not like McDonald's wrappers.
Yeah, but, you know, if one of them falls off the boat.
I still think it's somebody OD'd. And it's
it's like when merchandise falls off of the back of a...
Kind of. I get that, but I don't think they stumbled upon the coke. That's all I'm saying.
Well, why would he die then?
He OD'd.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think you have to snort a lot. This had to be uncut, pure...
Or the exact opposite. Like the shittiest of shit, and it's just he's taken so much of it, he died. It couldn't. It doesn't. I don't even think the quality matters. I think it's more of the quantity. But I could be wrong on that.
That's true. And the brother's like, oh, and then I saw him snorting coke. He could have been snorting for a while.
Yeah, exactly. I think they were doing it together, and one guy OD'd. The end.
And they're like 50-year-olds.
Are they really?
Yeah, the guy who died was 53.
That's a little weirder now. that you think of that.
They're old ass dudes on a fishing trip.
Yeah, because I mean, he knows how to. I mean, you'd think at 53, you know how to consume drugs in the correct way, and there is a correct way, and this guy should have known.
Well, maybe they're new to the game, and maybe thought, hey, let's relax on our boat and snort this whole brick of coke.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I don't know. There's still a problem. Also, at 53, you're not just going to start snorting coke.
Oh, yeah, you can.
You think you're going to start at 53 if you haven't already? Really? Do you do anything
your life
now?
Life has gone downhill.
Do you?
Why not?
Do you dabble in the coke now?
Wait, what?
Do you dabble in it now?
Me?
Yeah, you.
No.
So why do you think you might at 53?
I don't know, because you're old.
I don't think that, like, all that, I'll do heroin when I'm about to die. No, you won't. You're either in or you're out.
Yeah, but what about, that was a movie.
What?
Little Miss Sunshine. Remember the grandpa?
Movie.
He did heroin?
It was a movie.
And he's like, oh, I'll do whatever I want. I'm old.
And wasn't he trying to die?
Not necessarily. He was just like, I'm old as shit. Whatever. If it kills me, it kills me.
And then it did.
Yeah.
Because drugs work.
No, I think he just died.
Well, I think he died of a coke overdose. Or not a coke overdose. I'm sorry. A heroin overdose.
No, because he was just kind of there.
I think it was heroin.
And usually that stuff, don't you look all crazy?
Heroin?
Spit coming out of your mouth.
I mean, why? Why does it have to?
I don't know, because your body's freaking out.
No, you could just die. It could be... It's one of those things where, like, yes, it technically didn't kill him, but it made him so weak it just pretty much gave him a mild heart attack and he died.
Oh, I see.
That's my guess. This is based on absolutely nothing. Not my medical expertise, because I'm doing a podcast.
By the way, did you know that Burning Man costs money?
Oh, yeah. Burning Man is super expensive.
I didn't know. How do all those damn hippies get in?
Hippies are, if you're a hippie band, you've made the right decision in life. If you're going to be a musician, that's probably the easiest route for consistent money.
No, but I mean just hippies.
Yeah, exactly. Like
those
the band's
dirty
playing.
Hippies that wander around with their dreadlocks.
It's dirty by choice. It's brilliant. If you can tap
I didn't
that
know
part.
That it was. So right now on, like, if you go to StubHub and things, they're selling tickets for like $1,200.
Wow, $1,200 for that. That's insane.
eBay has more than $1,500 for a single ticket.
For a single ticket.
What do they have there? Like, what do they do at Burning Man? I thought they just burnt shit and then took acid.
There's a friend of the show, PJ Ray, who helps run sound for the live DC show. I think he's a big Burning Man type fan. I don't know if he's gone. I know he's really into that culture, and you wouldn't know it because he seems. I mean, yes, he's white and he has dreadlocks, but his apartment is also like looks amazing. It looks like the set of Mad Men. He's really. I'm serious. He's a very, very intelligent man. He's getting his PhD. You wouldn't think that these two worlds.
Does he take care of his dreadlocks?
Yeah, he does. He doesn't smell bad.
See, that's the good ones.
It's still
he's
weird.
He's one of the good ones.
Dreadlocks. Period.
The other ones ruin it for him.
I'd say that there are more bad dreadlock users than good dreadlock users.
Yeah, of course there is.
So I don't know who's ruining it for who.
Yeah.
Either way, it's very odd. But yeah, Burning Man is a fucking cottage industry, man. I have no idea how this shit works, and I really want to get involved, so if any of you are big Burning Man fans, let me know.
Let's go to Burning Man.
We're going to do a live show at Burning Man.
I would hate to be at Burning Man.
Why? Have you been?
I mean, I already hate being in an enclosed festival area.
Is it enclosed? I thought the whole thing was like,
probably.
It's open. I mean, it's outdoors, I know that.
If there's tickets to be sold, it's enclosed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a fence around it.
Do you go in and out?
Probably not. You know, I mean, they probably do like a festival where if you buy one single ticket, you can only get in. You can get in, you can't get out.
Lollapalooza, if you buy the 3-day pass, you gotta obviously go in and out. So
yes.
I wonder if it's Burning Man is the same, because it's not a 1-day thing, right?
Well, yeah, but if you buy the single ticket, you can only go in. You go in once and that's it.
Okay.
They don't let you out.
All right, that's fair.
Or, well, if you're out, you're out.
Once again, you're also basing this on completely nothing. Is that correct?
Yes.
Fantastic. I appreciate it.
But I mean, if they're selling tickets, they have to do that because, I mean, wouldn't people just show up?
Yes. But what if it's like a wristband situation where you can enter and leave and come back and stuff like that?
I don't think anybody does that.
I did that.
When?
Went Pitchfork, Lollapalooza.
Yeah, but you got fancy passes.
No, those are also regular passes.
But if you just buy a ticket?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's not that complicated.
For one day?
For one day, no. It's got to be a weekend thing.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You buy one day tickets.
Yeah, whatever.
You can only go in, and then you got to leave when you
leave. You're very interested in this story.
I didn't know it cost money.
I want to go now.
I thought it was just some crazy people in vans, and they took acid and then burnt that big Burning Man.
No, do bands play?
I don't know.
I'm going to the website now. Burningman.com.
The little article I have, they don't really talk about that.
What is Burning Man?
What I just said.
The first thing on the website, what is Burning Man? It's a long thing. It's August 29th through September 5th.
Holy good Lord.
Burning Man tickets have sold out.
I could not be somewhere that long. And without a shower, I bet you. Oh, God. And you're in the desert? Oh, Jesus.
Well, I still have time for still photography applications.
And no proper toilets, I bet you. Oh,
what is Burning Man? What is Burning Man? Trying to explain Burning Man, what Burning Man is to someone who has never been to the event is a bit like trying to explain what a particular color looks like to someone who is blind.
Oh,
great. That's how you're starting? Fuck you.
I honestly think it's easier, but okay.
48,000 people. Okay. There's a theme camp. It's been going on since 86. There's an afterburn report. I don't know what that is. I really sound like a dick right now. Let's go to the FAQ page. There's a glossary, too. General information, blah, 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 blah. It's 120 miles north of Reno. This year, past themes have included fertility, time, hell, outer space, the body, the floating world, beyond belief, vault of heaven, psyche, hope and fear, the green man, really. The American dream, evolution in Metropolis. The theme for 2011 is rites of passage. Children 12 and under accompanied by a parent will be free. Children between 13 and 18 are full, blah, 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 blah.
That's ridiculous.
Yep.
Why would you take your kids there?
Okay, here we go. While leaving Black Rock City during the event and returning to the real world will probably be the last thing on your mind, In-N-Out passes are available at the gate for $20. See? There you go.
All right. Well, that's different because most places don't do that. But, most considering it goes on until September.
6 days. Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. How do these people get that time off?
Well, when you're there, you're self-sufficient. Okay.
Yeah.
So water, food, and shelter are imperative. Blah 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 blah. You will be asked to turn around at the gate if the gate personnel believe you cannot meet your basic survival needs.
Oh my God.
And there's a survival guide. Let's go to the survival guide. This is very interesting. Survival guide.
You're just going out like rather than going into the forest.
Mm-hmm. You're going camping
you're going
for a
desert
week.
To yeah. Find yourself. Is that what happens? You find yourself here?
You find yourself, but you more find a community, from what I'm learning.
I'm fine not finding a community.
Trash recycling in gray water. Let's click on that.
Gray water?
I don't know. So they obviously have recycling.
Don't drink the gray water.
Where to take your recycling, where to take your trash, where to take your gray water. Oh, there's a dumping station for the water. This is more for like people that have...
trailers
and shit like that.
Yeah. Okay, I was thinking for a second. I'm like, oh god, do people just have buckets?
This seems very,
one, two, and three buckets.
Interesting. Getting married at the Burning Man.
Oh, Jesus. Of course. Why wouldn't you?
Yep, makes sense.
Big old Burning Man.
Well, if you like this shit, why the fuck not? It's brilliant. It's $60 to do it, and it's cheap as fuck.
Hmm.
Okay, this is very interesting. Why don't you want to get married at Burning Man? Go ahead.
Me?
Yeah, you, specifically you.
Well, one, I need a proper toilet.
What if you had your own private toilet? Would you get married at Burning Man?
Like a really nice, it has to be like a flushable toilet.
Porcelain, private, you and the groom are the only two people that can use it.
I guess.
Oh,
so that means I have to have plumbing.
Would you get married, Merle?
No.
Why not?
Because it's gross out there.
Why is it? Wait.
Desert.
No. In general, would you get married in general?
Oh, no.
We've talked about this. I still don't understand it completely.
Yeah, I don't care for it.
But why?
I don't care for it.
I'm going through a lot of wedding stuff all of a sudden that I never thought I'd have to go through. So I want to get the outsider opinion on this.
Well, one, it's that.
Doing all the extra stuff. But you don't have to do this.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't. And here's my point. Great people at Direction, Zeb and Micah. Zeb had a very urban wedding, very similar to what Kelsey and I are doing. He had his in Logan Square. They had a ceremony and the reception all in one place. It was like a giant party. Micah, on the other hand, got married at like City Hall or something crazy like that, or the library. It was super cheap. And then they had a giant party at their house, which is no different than like any weekend party. Totally different. Both very, very happy with what they did. One cost a very, very small portion of what the other one cost. So you can prove that you can get married and not spend a ton of money. Or go through a lot of heart, like, effort and shit like that.
Okay. I also don't really care to be married.
But why don't you care to be married? That's what I find fascinating. Because you've been with the same person for a very long time.
Yeah.
And you have no plans of, like, breaking up, to my knowledge.
No.
So why not get married?
So why get married?
Taxes. Easy.
Oh, fantastic.
No, I'm serious. Like, the things that, like, when you go to the hospital, insurance policies, bank accounts. Like, it just makes sense. From a pure financial point of view.
Okay. Well, his financial ways are terrible.
If he made more money, and
he probably still wouldn't have any money.
If he knew how to not spend it on things that you don't agree with. What don't you agree with, by the way? What is he spending money on that you're like, no, this is bad?
Well, no, he doesn't know how to. I make less money than he does. I always have, and I always have money.
Okay, so he's a spender.
I don't know what he spends it on, honestly. Be like, how do you not have money? Be like, how do I have money and I make less?
Okay. Does all this talk make you uncomfortable?
No.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah, I just don't see the point.
Really? Really, what? You don't see the point?
Okay, so the only difference between what John and I are doing right now and versus being married is there'd be a piece of paper and then the government would see us as one.
Well, it's also like not dying alone would be nice.
He's not leaving. Where's he going?
No, but if you're in the hospital and only like family could see the whatever.
Okay, well, my mom and dad are still alive.
So. Okay.
They're still living.
Yes, I know they're still living, but this is...
I actually got a lot of family that's still living, so I think...
All right, so you're going to outlive him no matter what, is what you're saying.
What?
I don't know. I'm not trying to convince you to get married at all. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't either.
I noticed. I'm just wondering, because I'm going through all that shit right now. No, I'm looking forward to it. I'm not looking forward to it. Does that make sense?
Looking forward to what?
The wedding.
The same thing.
No, it's not.
Okay, just the wedding until that one day.
And then every holiday after.
Every holiday?
That's how it's really different for a situation like me. Because Kelsey and I have already been living together for years. But like now, the holidays, I have to see her family every time. And vice versa. That's the major difference, I think.
Oh. See, I still wouldn't.
You still wouldn't see his family?
I mean, I guess, but...
That's really the big thing. I think if you're already living together, that's the one thing that's different.
I mean, when holidays come around, he goes his way, I go my way.
But do you think that would stay if you got married?
Probably.
Okay.
Like, there's no... I mean, the reason I don't go see his family is because I don't... It's too far.
He's in Dixon, Illinois.
Yeah, it's like 3 hours from Joliet. It's 3 hours from Chicago.
I live 12 hours away from Chicago. All right.
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm just saying I'm far. There are dogs at Burning Man or there are not dogs at Burning Man. What do you think?
Yes.
No, there are no dog policies.
How is there no dogs?
Pets are prone to respond adversely to loud noises, huge sound system, explosions, fireworks, and crazy costumed people. That's why. Many animals have been lost each year and problem dogs have caused disputes between camps.
Disputes.
Yes.
You would think, well, then how do those, you know, the dirty, what do the dirty hippies do with their dogs? I'm assuming they're boarding them at vets.
This is what's interesting. So you want to bring your video camera and capture all those brilliant Playa moments. Playa, I think, is like the thing that they are on. It's called Playa, I think. To show your family and friends, great, but alas, you can't just show up at Burning Man and start shooting. In the interest of protecting our community, all cameras which are capable of capturing motion imagery are required to receive written permission in order to film at the event. This includes all digital still cameras that are capable of capturing a few seconds of video.
Do you mean Playa might be like in Spanish?
What does that mean in Spanish?
It means island.
Oh, probably. They just say, like, what is Playa? 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 How do I say it? How do I say it?
Playa.
Playa. Yes. Sounds weird. Player makes more sense.
I'm going to hang out at the Playa.
At Burning Man. What the fuck is Playa? This is very...
Well, you know what they should do, though? I saw an article that you should drink more wine.
At Burning Man?
To avoid sunburn.
Ooh, I like that article.
There's been a study at the University of Barcelona.
This says
it's
the Spanish words for beach, by the way.
Yeah. Playa.
You said island.
Whatever. Beach.
Those are two totally different things. Go ahead.
There's something in the wine that has there's a chemical reaction where UV rays. Wait. Oh, it stops it. So the whatever's in grapes stops the chemical reaction where your skin burns. Your skin cells burn.
Okay.
So just drink shitloads of wine.
Okay, I will. I like that.
You're allowed. The University of Barcelona said so.
I like Barcelona. Have you been to Barcelona?
No.
I want to go to Barcelona.
They speak funny there, but I would like to go.
They speak funny? How do they speak
funny? They do speak funny. They say their S's with a th.
Do you remember? By the way, I'm looking at Burning Man still. Do members of the press have to buy tickets? Yes. The main premise of Burning Man is participate. This
That's actually pretty smart of them.
Members of the press. Oh, yeah, it's really smart. Everyone who attends the event is required to purchase a ticket. A receipt for reimbursement by your employer will be included with your ticket. That's anybody. Oh. That's just in general. Burning Man's a fucking good scam. You can go to Burning Man for one day.
Is there anything there that they provide? Because you just said, you know, you got to have your own water, food, shelter.
I'm trying to figure that out right now.
Do they at least provide that big wooden burning man that they burn? Or does someone have to build that? They'll have to bring scraps.
I'm totally confused. We got to get a Burning Man expert on the show soon. Because this is
get your guy.
I'm going to have him on the show. 2010 was the year of ICP. This is the year of Burning Man, apparently.
Well, ICP, that hasn't happened, has it? The Gathering?
The Gathering. Let's check it out. We should go and...
Did it already? I'm not going. Fuck you.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. I'm not getting near those people.
I want to go to the Gathering. Why didn't I go?
Go ahead.
Let's go to the Gathering. Let's see what
you're
this
going. I'm not going.
August 11th through 14th at Cave in Rock, Illinois. Oh, wow.
So it's coming up.
This is a very interesting five people on their front page. Ice Cube, Vanilla Ice, Charlie Sheen, Busta Rhymes, and Lil Jon.
Yeah.
Those are the top five.
MC Hammer's going to be there.
Yes, he is.
MC Hammer.
CK Cam Kill Yourself will be there. Flavor Flav, Cottonmouth Kings, Juvenile, Mystical, Kitty. Remember Kitty?
Yes, Kitty. E40. I watched the video. Did you not watch the...
The new one? No, I haven't seen this
yet. The 10-minute video?
Tech N9ne. George Clinton, Lil Jon, we already said that. Bobby Brown, Paris, Saliva, Brian Posehn, Harlan Williams, Jimmy J.J. Walker, and dozens more.
Yeah.
It's not a bad...
It's crazy who they get.
Yeah, it's not, like, that bad. I bet
it's
we can get pressed for this.
It's just people that are there.
Were you at the...
No, I wasn't.
Okay, sorry.
I didn't go because... Oh. I've already had to deal with that.
You've already had to deal with them.
With ICP fans?
Okay.
Where do you think they come from?
Joliet, apparently.
Yep.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.